Tonight, we talk pretty late and give you some recommendations for where to watch Game 4 and so much more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
I'm okay. I had my moments of despair while watching the Cubs game, and I do think it is fun to watch with other fans. In particular, I think with fans you don't know. There's something great about just like going to the game. I was at the game on Sunday night, and I was in the section where there was a Dodgers fan. Craig, have you, as a Yankees fan, have you worn your Yankee gear to
every stadium I've ever been in?
And do you get holidays?
Well, as long as the Yankees are actually playing in the game, I'm not crappy enough to go to like a Cubs game versus someone else and wear my Yankee gear.
That would be odd.
I get yelled at constantly, and it's weird too.
I don't like it. Well,
some of the teams that I play, that they play against, I wouldn't think would hate the Yankees as much as they do, but everyone does, in fact, hate the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, there were people yelling at Dodgers fans. I took a selfie with a couple of Dodgers fans that I keep forgetting to post. There was one guy just sitting by himself in the section where I was, and he was wearing his Dodgers hat, and he was just standing up between, you know, plays, and people were just full on yelling at him. Esmeralda, can you imagine being somewhere that because people can tell what you favor, that they would just start yelling at, I mean, whatever it is, whether it's a team or a musician, or, you know, if you have like a, you know, band shirt on and someone just starts yelling at you for that.
Right. I'd probably yell back.
Fair enough. Yeah. And that's what, and he did not. He did not yell back. But there were two fans along the third baseline. I went to visit Anna Belaval, and there were Dodgers fans over there at Wrigley. And people were yelling at them, and they were kind of like laughing and yelling. Well, of course, the Dodgers had won on Sunday, so it was, you know, they could kind of also gloat. It makes me uncomfortable to hear people getting yelled at when, yeah, I also would not want to go. And I mean, people have been beaten up for being from the opposite team, for being in the opposing team, and it just makes me uncomfortable. 312-981-7200. We want to know how you're doing tonight. How are you feeling about your Cubs? 312-981-7200. Call or text us. Are you feeling upbeat? Or is a dread starting to sink in a little bit? Don't let it get a hold of you.
You know, to the whole like cheering for your team wherever you are, I was at a bar for part of the game today, and when Grandel hit that home run in the fourth, one of the people in the bar started clapping.
Oh no!
And he got yelled at and almost thrown out of that bar.
Oh, so that
was pretty funny.
It is,
because there was just one guy, and the home run goes out, and he's like, and everyone else looked at him. You know.
Yeah. Well, and that would be awkward because that's how you feel, right? You're excited. That's a great moment. Someone hits a home run. And how do you contain that? And then you expose yourself. You are no longer an undercover Dodgers
fan. Right. At that point, everyone just assumed we were all on the same side. And then he was no longer part of the team.
Well, the other thing that was awkward for us was the Blackhawks game was on other screens. So there was cheering at weird moments when something bad was happening to the Cubs. So we'd all turn around and be like, what? And then we realized they were cheering because the Blackhawks possibly had scored, had gotten another goal. 312-981-7200. Let us know how you're feeling. I do really, if you're feeling down in the dumps, let us talk you through it. Let's talk together. And if you're feeling upbeat, and I'm trying to feel upbeat, I'm not artificially upbeat. I am excited to be in the hunt.
From the 630, they're winning later tonight and tomorrow. So there are some people that are
upbeat. There you go. Positive. You know, not that our positivity can have an impact, but apparently there are people who think that it does bear some impact. I don't know.
There was someone that texted a little earlier that our post game show was making them sad, and then they said, "Oh, look, wait, Patty's on," and now they're happy. So that's good.
That's, we got to mix it up a little bit.
Exactly.
You got to keep, you know, this
and
is
just not being, you know, sad. Not, we don't need to focus anymore on that.
No, and I love John Madden's quote that never let the pressure overcome the pleasure of the game. It really is a game, and people are going to make mistakes. They're going to get into a rut, and then they're going to come out of them. That's the whole thing. Is that tomorrow is another? I do sound too much like a meme, Esmeralda, don't I? Like a positivity, like one of those posters. Tomorrow is another day.
You could be hanging from a tree branch. Hang in there.
Hang in there. The sun will come out. Look, if I'm singing, things maybe not going very well. So don't make me sing to you. 312-981-7200. We also want to know where you folks are watching the game. This week, I caught the game at the Iron Horse in Norwood Park. I probably will come down here tomorrow and watch with the guys. I kind of want to see Andy Mazur lose it, as I've been told he tends to. Because I yell, too. I yell at the TV, and I forgot how much I get into it. And it's so exciting when you are a lifelong fan and you get this far. You can't, it's so hard to not be excited. I am thrilled that we are at this point. We are one game. We have one win in this series, and I think we're going to keep going. Hey, Andrew, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing well, actually. How about yourself?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm fine. Don't be all upset.
I'm not.
Give Crenshaw and Hill a tip of the hat. They pitched two gorgeous, beautiful games.
Yeah.
I mean, they just pulled it out of their backside, and you have to give it to them. The Cubs know how to hit. They're going to be okay. They just ran into, you know, two great pitching performances.
It really did have a buzzsaw sense to me that here you go. I mean, and have you heard, I don't know if you heard Carm say that he threw, I believe it was 93 curveballs. Was it 30? No, 93 pitches, 49 of which were curveballs, and they only swung at 18 of them. So I think those are interesting numbers right there.
Okay, so give the other guys a little bit of credit. They pitched well. They played a great game. But what are the odds of Crenshaw coming back and blowing him off the bases again? I doubt it. I mean, Madison Baumgartner did it 2 years ago, but, I mean, that was rare. I don't see Crenshaw coming back and smoking them again.
I certainly hope that you're right, Andrew. Now, how do you watch the game?
I don't watch TV at all. I listen to the radio.
You listen to the radio?
I grew up listening to the Cubs and the Cardinals at my grandfather's farm when I was a little kid. And even when the game is on TV, I don't look at the TV.
Oh, really?
I listen to the game. Yeah. I know what a game looks like.
Right, of course.
I enjoy it in my mind as much as, you know, most people do watching it.
Well, especially if that's the way you grew up, you know, enjoying games is hearing it. I think that that's such a fun place to keep it.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I am very alarmed by how negative people are there tonight.
I'm not.
I mean, yeah, it's not good to lose, but on the other hand, the Cubs are a very good ball club. I'm not a fan of theirs, by the way, but I've watched them in the last 3 weeks, and they're a very good club. They're not going to lose everything from here on out.
No.
They're going to win a couple more, maybe all of them. Who knows?
It's baseball. But you're gonna lose. I mean, that's the way it works. You know, some days they get the runs, and some days you do.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm on your team. Yeah, just give Hill and Crenshaw a tip of the cap. They pitch beautiful games. It's all done. Tomorrow's another day.
It is indeed. Andrew, be well. We're so happy that you called. Have a great night, okay?
Be safe. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't really want to see Clayton Kershaw again. That was a brutal game to watch. When we come back, we're going to check in with Rich, who's on the line, and find out where there's some great places to watch the game this week if you're in the Chicagoland area. 312-981-7200. Call us and let us know how you're doing tonight, our Cubs fans and everybody else. Maybe you're frustrated with hearing about it some more, but I'm pumped. I'm excited that Esmeralda, we've got to go to you real quick.
Yes, just to let everyone know, outbound Kennedy right now at Harlem. We have an accident there blocking all lanes. So keep that in mind. Outbound Kennedy at Harlem. All lanes are down.
So there you go. Thank you for the update, Esmeralda. More in just a moment on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I am a lifelong Cubs fan, and I have suffered through many seasons. I've had those moments of, you know, I mean, my heart still stops when I see that replay of Garvey hitting home run, the grand slam, as a matter of fact, when we played the Padres back in '84. I love that team. That was, Sutcliffe went 16-1 that year. I mean, I still remember when they were in that stadium and the shadows were bizarre. I was like, how can they see? I was watching the game tonight with the Dodgers, and I thought, that sunlight. I started having flashbacks of our series with the Padres back in '84. I'm like, oh no, I hope the sun, like that glare doesn't get in their eyes. I'm not sure what went on tonight, but hopefully their bats come alive tonight. The 847 says, I have confidence in my Cubs. They will come back and win it. And I'm with you. Let's see how some of our listeners are doing. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We have Rich on the line. Hey, Rich. What are you thinking tonight?
Hey, Patty. I'm not too worried about it. Madden's a good coach, and he always finds a way to pull them together. But it's going to work out fine because now when they clinch, they'll be back at Wrigley Field.
You know, I was thinking about that today, and in the past, I've thought, you know, maybe we just stretch it out. We lose a couple games there so we can clinch it here and go on to the World Series. But at the same time, Rich, you want to clinch. You don't want to take any risks like that. So do you think
right.
that Madden
–
yeah, go ahead.
But it'll, it'll still be more fun when they clinch at home.
Yes,
and then the big question I've had for, you know, a week, because Cleveland, the Indians have been just a buzzsaw this year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just buzzing their way through the playoffs. Is Bill Left going to be in the left field bleachers with his tom-tom going, it's too high?
Too high, I thought.
Yeah, or is he going to wear a Cubs hat and cheer for the Cubs?
I'm confident that he will wear a Cubs hat. However, yeah, you do know that Bill Left roots for both teams. He considers himself to be bi-team. What would you call that? Bifanual? I don't know what you would call yourself. But he claims that he does not have a preference over one of the other team, that he loves both of them equally. I don't believe him, but still.
Right. I mean, I like the Chicago baseball teams.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always watched the Cubs because, one, in the old days, WGN used to go over the air,
right,
you know. And I could watch the Cubs games every day when I was in the Army down in Georgia, because WGN, before they made them be a superstation and go to WGN America, you know, you could get WGN on cable. So I watched them. You know, I had all the guys down there in Georgia being Cubs fans, even around, you know, that close to Georgia. But I still like to see the White Sox win because it's Chicago, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I don't live in Chicago, but I live out 100 miles west out in Rochelle, but it's still an Illinois team, you know?
Exactly. Well, and I laughed. I didn't know until I left Chicago to go to Champaign, Illinois for college. I didn't realize that there was a divide in the state, that there were so many Cardinals fans. I was so surprised to find that out. But, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. In Central and Southern Illinois, you know, there is a divide as to allegiances. Right. But I do love my Cubs.
Yeah, but I could still see Bill out in left field with his tom-tom.
Me too.
It's too high. You know,
I wonder if he has any of that. You know, a lot of that stuff was at the Planet Hollywood in Chicago. I don't know if Bill has any of that accoutrement from the movie Major League.
Right. Yeah, but I think after watching that movie, it was filmed up in Milwaukee at the old Milwaukee Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, instead of in Cleveland, because I noticed right away that it had the Milwaukee call sign, so the radio station up on their outfield billboard or outfield scoreboard.
Oh, that's funny.
They could have at least covered that up.
Do you happen to remember the other announcer in the booth with Euchre? There was another announcer. Do you remember the character's name?
I can't remember his name, but he's the one that didn't drink when Euchre was getting drunk, and then towards the end, he started drinking.
Yeah, he was very quiet. That's going to be my trivia question now for the rest of our listeners. 312-981-7200. Was he Euchre's the color guy? Which one was, what was Euchre doing? What was his role? Or was the other guy the color?
I think Euchre was the play-by-play guy, and the other guy was the color guy when he got to talk.
Yeah, he didn't get to talk very much. So 312-981-7200, what's the character's name in Major League that is the color guy in the booth with Euchre? Rich, you be well. Thank you so much, and thank you for your service, too, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and you guys have a good show. I've always enjoyed your shows.
Aw, I appreciate that. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rich. Hey, Roger, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Patty. You left out one thing about that 1984.
Yeah.
We loved Bob Denier. We loved Ryne Sandberg.
Oh, how about Ron Say and Keith Moreland and the Sarge out in the, you know?
Correct.
Oh.
That ball going through Leon Durham's glove.
Don't even get me started. So many great players.
But I think what's happening, you know, you are talking to, you are playing a great organization.
Yes.
They have scouted the Cubs wonderfully. Look at what they're throwing at them. Curveballs, look what they're throwing at them. Lefties. They are hitting 152.
Yeah.
The Cubs are.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you have to adjust. And you just can't keep saying, okay, these guys are going to – we don't have time to snap out of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, the manager has to adjust, and he has to adjust quickly because – if we lose tomorrow or today, whatever, they can forget about game, you know, coming back here, because you have to understand the Dodgers, you know, they have young talent. You know, I haven't seen them play that much this year, but I think they got a 20-year-old kid going tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, he's another curve. You know, you have to just get the perspective is that, you know, you cannot just keep, you know, they're going to say, we don't have time to snap out of it. You know, the things are not going well. Manufacture the runs. Do something. take the ball or take some walks, but you just can't sit and just, time is not in our side. It's the best out of seven.
Well, I mean, what do you do if they're scouting the Cubs, right? If the Dodgers are scouting the Cubs, like you said, and what do they discover that they can't hit the curveballs? They only swung 18 times on Hill's curveballs out of the 93 pitches he threw, 49 that were curveballs. And, I don't know how, what do you do, lay down a bunt? I mean, everybody can't go up there and bunt. They can't, crowd the plate.
You got to be on baseball. You can manufacture runs. You can, you can do all the little things that might hit the big, big picture later on.
Right.
But throwing three lefties, they have a lefty going today. They got a lefty going on next Thursday.
On Thursday, correct. I think it's going to be lefty on lefty action on Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounded bad. You know what I meant.
It's like, it's 1:30. I got to be at work tomorrow at 9, but I can't sleep. I'm trying to, this thing is like 1984 again, going out to the West Coast.
I know.
And you know what happened when they go out to the West Coast? It's something about the weather or the air, whatever. It's just that you start relaxing,
They're too relaxed out there. By the way, that starting pitcher tomorrow is Urias. He's going to be the youngest postseason starting pitcher in major league history.
He's a 20-year-old kid, and he's one of the most, they scouted him, they got him, they prosperous. He's one of the best pitchers, and, he's not going to be nervous. They might be, who knows, but the Cubs better not be nervous. They got to go out there and take some pitches and, swing that and get on base. They need to get on base. They just don't. It's so frustrating,
Patty. Oh, Roger, I feel like I need to hug you, too.
No, it's 1984. Why am I getting that thing in my head? I think I 32 years I would forget that. I was a senior in high school.
I know. You know what, Roger? We're going to
hurt people when they came back from that trip. It's like at morgue, when I don't know if you remember. It looks like I forgot the name.
I do.
Had a guy, he's a real nice guy. He was a very skipper, whatever his name is, I don't remember.
Roger, don't sink back to 1984. You and I got to keep our spirits up. You know what I'm going to do? Hold on the line. Craig's going to get your information. We're sending you a Lou Malnati's pizza to cheer you up because you're my saddest fan tonight. Yes, hold on the line. 312-981-7200. What is the name of the color announcer in Major League? He was in the booth with Bob Uecker. I will take either his real name, the actor's name, or the character's name. 312-981-7200. It's not going to be a helpful hint, but I've worked with him many times. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I asked before the break if anyone could name the color guy in the booth with Bob Uecker in Major League and Major League 2, as a matter of fact. And Jimmy, you have an answer for us?
Yes, it's Skip Grapius. He was, they called him Monty, but on the IMDb page, it just says Color Man.
Yes. Esmeralda was telling me that on the IM. So it is Skip Gripparis, who is a comedian, an impressionist, and he played Monty in both Major League 1 and 2. There's a third, isn't there? I don't know if he was in that one or not.
I don't know.
But you are correct.
What did you do with him?
He's a stand-up comic, and I'm also a comedian, so I opened for him for years at Zany's Comedy Clubs. Very funny comedian. Very talented.
Very cool.
Yeah. So if you had a chance to see him, I highly recommend going to see Skip Gripparis. Jimmy Holt.
I will look him up.
Please.
FYI.
Yes.
He's from Joliet.
Oh, that's right. He is from Joliet.
He went to my high school.
I forgot about that. Our very own Skip Gripparis. Jimmy, hold on the line, and Craig's got a gift card for you from Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com for the best pizza we have to offer in Chicago. And you can also go to loumalnati's.com to have one ordered and delivered wherever you are. They'll send you a frozen one. But there are 40 locations in Chicago. Right now, it is time for our news. After the news, we're going to give you some ideas on where to watch the rest of the playoffs. There's some great restaurants. I think you should get out and hang out with other fans.
Rick Vaughn gets the starting call today. We're told he matured a lot over the winter. Apparently, he's bathing now. Congratulations, Rick. As you know, Monty, Vaughn's been working on a couple of new pitches, the Eliminator and the Humiliator, to complement his fastball, the Terminator.
I heard that.
Dynamite drop-in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
I have to watch Major League, especially if we're going to be playing the Indians. And I know I'm getting ahead of ourselves. I'm getting ahead of everyone. I'm putting carts and other things in front of all the horses. But I'm excited. We're down a game. It's 2-1. The Dodgers won tonight. 6. It's hard for me to say out loud. 6. We went down 6-0. By the way, Craig, you were at the Blackhawks game, yes?
No.
Oh.
I was offered tickets, but then I wound up producing the playoff game, so I watched the Cubs instead.
You did watch. So I'm curious about something that I'm seeing on Nick D's Facebook page, which is, so you hit a home run and you celebrate in the dugout by licking your teammates' fingers? Did anyone see this?
That did happen, yeah.
What?
There was a moment where one person put his tongue out, one of the Dodgers players put his tongue out, and then another guy put his fingers on said
his tongue.
Yeah.
So did he lick the fingers, or did the player...
So the tongue was out first.
Right.
So I don't know if this is a coordinated celebration. I'm not a big Dodgers fan, so I wasn't watching a lot of games this year. I don't know if this is a first for them. But he went back to the dugout, he put his tongue out, and then the other guy in the dugout...
Stroked his tongue.
Yeah. That's the way you could say it.
But, I mean, doesn't that seem more like the fingers weren't licked so much as right.
I mean, I don't know if it was just really bad placement, really just everything. Maybe it was a kiss of the lips, kind of, but the tongue was out. And I don't know. I don't know how mistakes were made, but it seemed like they were made.
Okay. Yeah, that seems a little bit odd. So I'm glad that I was alerted to that by Nick D's page. I watched the game at the Iron Horse, and I want to know where you're watching the game. Are you sitting at home and have all your things about you, like to be able to, you know, run to your own kitchen, your own fridge, or do you have everything out in the living room? Are you in the basement in the dark by yourself? You don't want anyone to talk to you. You turn all your phones off. Or are you out with other fans? Are you going someplace you've never been before to watch the game? That might be fun, because there's a lot of great places. Obviously, there's the neighborhood joints. I've been watching the games at the Iron Horse and at Moe Daily's, both on Northwest Highway in Norwood Park. That's the area that I grew up in. But there's some great places. I would imagine Howls and Hood, which is on this list in the Chicago Tribune for best places to watch the game for food and drink and atmosphere. And Howls and Hood is a great place. It's got a lot of big screen televisions, amazing cocktails, great food. There's a place called the Green Street Local that has these are a little more she, I would say, though. You know, like, oh, I stopped at Superdog first.
And, ooh, and sounds lovely.
I got hot dogs for my whole family. I figured, you know what? Keep it in the neighborhood. I brought home, I myself had a Whoopski dog. The Griffin had a Superdog. And Steve had I don't know what the cheeseburgers are called. Maybe a Whooper Cheesy.
By the way, the really cool thing about watching the game at Howls and Hood is that if you sit in one of those booths that's really close to the bar,
yes,
you're practically in the area where we broadcast the games from. So when they were broadcast back there, they're essentially, you're sitting where they used to be broadcast.
Where history was made. Yes.
Right. So you could watch a Cubs game
in the
directly
spot
where they used to be broadcast.
Oh, I think there's a little, I like the mojo of that.
Yeah, I know.
Of being where, although we did a lot of losing in those years. So I don't know if that works or
that's
not.
True. It's, I don't know if it's correct mojo, but it's mojo.
It is mojo. Yes. I think it's a good place to watch the games. Good food, good beer. And we love our bartender, Nick, over there. There's a lot of great. Oh, so I was at Superdog and everybody had, because it was a nice night, people were at the tables, but all the doors were open. It's a car hop joint at Superdog. So there are cars in the lot. They've, you know, next to the speakers where they could order their food, but you could hear the game broadcast. And that was really fun. It was kind of a neat place for everyone to hang out and listen to the game from each other's car stereos. So that was fun. Again, 312-981-7200. Tell us where you're watching the game. But there's some cool places maybe that are new to you. There's the Ironside Bar and Galley, which is a River North joint. It has a lot of screens and a menu of seriously good bar food, and that's at 546 North Wells. They've got, you know what? Grilled cheese sandwich and French onion soup is good. But I got to say, I mean, you kind of want, although I did Superdog, and then I did a spinach salad at the Iron Horse.
It's all about balance.
It is about balance, you know? You got to have a little bit of the fresh greens going on. A couple of the other places that are great to watch the game, I said the Ironside. They got mac and cheese at Ironside. 8 Bar, which is at the ground floor of Maple and Ash, our friends at Maple and Ash who've come into the show, and they have an incredible wine cellar. So if that's something you want to... There were people... Okay. I have to come over here and talk to you guys about this. There was a woman at the bar tonight who had a glass of red wine and she kept dropping ice cubes in it, which I know as for real time.
Okay.
I don't know why these are the things that I notice, and that's fine.
No, because that's kind of weird.
It's, I guess I was trying to think. It's kind of like having a sangria, I guess. Maybe you don't like your wine.
I guess so.
It's a little bit.
You need it cold.
Yeah. I don't. Why are these the things that I notice? Well, that's what the game was like tonight. I was like, "What's this person over here doing?"
We're not to focus everything somewhere else.
We're not getting any hits. Why is this lady putting ice cubes in her wine? You notice the weirdest things when you're desperate. There's another place to eat. Oh, by the way, I think some of these places are fun if you want to have your hot dog done differently. And 8 Bar has some great burgers, and they also have cheese curds. Hopcat looks amazing too. They've got crack fries, beer battered fries sprinkled with a cracked black pepper seasoning. And serve with warm cheese for dipping. I feel like this is the kind of thing that needs to be read slowly in a way that makes you really want these cracked fries. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing great. Peace Pizza is also on the list.
Yes.
We definitely would recommend there.
Yeah.
Roots Handmade Pizza is another one that's pretty great. Barnes & Company, the 50-50. There's a bunch.
Where's the 50-50?
The 50-50 is 2047 West Division Street.
And the Anthem as well. That's on Division at 1725 Division.
Yep.
These look good. The wings look... Yeah, what is your go-to... baseball food?
Well, it's got to be a hot dog if you're anywhere close to the baseball.
That's why.
If you're watching it from afar, if you're watching it on a television, then I think you can go with whatever.
Pizza.
But if you're close to the baseball, it's got to be a hot dog.
You know what? I was really mad at myself on Sunday. I didn't get one of those baseball helmets with ice cream in it. Kind of was mad at myself. What, Esmeralda?
And then you wear the helmet later?
No, it's too small. It's just a little souvenir. Yeah, I have like a little tiny... Yeah, baseball helmet. I have to do a lot of working out because I've been eating. I am doing a lot of anxiety eating during this playoff season. I just can't. I have these donuts. By the way, Craig, help yourself to donuts. We've got some over here. I heard Carm and Adam and Andy Mays are talking about whether or not we were going to have any. And I took a left as soon as they were talking about food on the show tonight. I'm like, well, let's get these boys some donuts. You need some comfort food on a night like tonight. It seems necessary.
No, ice cream would be great too. Right?
It'd be great. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's all good
I'm
stuff.
I'm assuming because I'm not as sad as everybody else, but that's, you know. I am sad. I'm sad for the city.
No, you don't have to be sad. It's okay.
This seems like a historic year. Did you know that yesterday, I think it was yesterday, 3 people in a row spun $1 on The Price is Right? And that's a moment of history. And I thought that was a good omen that more history is coming this month.
Has that ever happened on
The
Price is
Right?
No,
I don't think that's ever happened. One girl spun it twice to get to a dollar, then the next one, and the next one, and it was amazing.
So what do they do then? Because only 2 people can be in the...
No, they all tied, so they all went into a spinoff, and then only one person won beyond that. But that seems like a pretty good omen that other crazy stuff is going to happen.
Don't they win something for just hitting the one?
$1,000.
They win $1,000 for hitting
it. Yeah, so all 3 won $1,000, and the guy who won the spinoff actually won the showcases and won like $30,000. So,
interesting.
In prizes, yeah.
Yeah. It's
I know it's a long way to go.
We need a lot more.
Yeah,
we need a lot more spins of the wheel is what I'm thinking. I feel good. I feel fine. I don't even I was disappointed with Jake. Oh, with Jake Arrieta's performance tonight. I'm sure he was too. I am kind of wondering if perhaps he needs to trim back that beard a little bit. I felt like it was getting in the way of his windup, Esmeralda, and I'm not even kidding a little bit. I mean, seriously.
Is it that thick and luxurious? Yeah. You can't see through it?
Well, yeah, but it like pushes up against his face. I mean, like that has to have...
It's like a cushion.
Maybe it's like a cushion, but he goes into his windup and it's like pushing the beard up into his face. I don't know.
Should he tie it up with a hairband?
No, he should trim that back a little bit. I think he needs to trim that beard back a little bit. And because when he's batting too, it was the same thing. I saw like his shoulder, like, I don't know. I would just think that would be
a little hair net maybe.
No, I would not recommend it. One of my friends at the bar said, "Guys shouldn't have a beard like that unless he's swinging an axe."
He's swinging a bat.
That's what I was thinking too. But you know, he doesn't have his flannel shirt on the mound. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I feel good. 312-981-7200. Let us know where you're watching the Cubs games this week. More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late. Tell me something good. We all need something good tonight. I'm still feeling good. The Cubs are in the National League Championship Series, and that's a good thing. And we're only one game down. It's a best of 7 series, everybody. That was rough. You know, we gutted it out. That wasn't fun to watch tonight. But it's exciting to be playing October baseball. The Cubs are playing October baseball. The other good thing I want to tell you about is if in the event that you have any outstanding payments to the city of Chicago's clerk of court, by the way, Cook County, the clerk of court's office wants you to know, or I want you to know, they may not be putting this out there. They may not be too public about it, but it is amnesty week. That's this week, October 17th through the 21st. Collection fees are being waived, according to Dorothy Brown, the clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County. I'm trying to figure out what you would owe. I'm trying to see what the different bills would be, I haven't owed the clerk anything in a long time. I think I did at one point. Esmeralda, have you ever owed anything to the clerk of Cook County?
If I do, I don't know about it.
Well, if you do, then you won't have to have any collection fees this week. That's a good thing to know.
That it would be fantastic. I couldn't tell. I mean, nothing's come to me in the mail, so.
Yeah, it's
not that I'm aware of.
It's the best time to pay any past due fines or fees owed to the clerk's office to avoid the possibility of additional penalties. So this is your week, and there are locations all over Chicago. Well, there are several. The Richard J. Daley Center, all divisions and the accounting department, room 1005 from 8:30 to 4:30. All suburban district clerk's offices, also from 8:30 to 4:30. The criminal courthouse at 2600 South California Avenue. And you can also pay by phone at 312-603-2933 for District 1, which is Chicago, or 708-974-6449. And you can, you know, Google the Clerk of Court of Chicago and find out more information. I just want people to know that because, you know, we've had friends of the show who've told us that they know that they owe money, whether it's for parking tickets. I can't remember the last time there was ever amnesty for paying parking tickets. I doubt that there are any. I mean, especially now that it's privatized. Although the city gets that money if you are fined, right? I never know how this works. Because the company that owns the boxes for the meters, they get all that money. And I'm guessing the city gets the money for any fines where people aren't paying for it. So that's my something good. If you owe any money, this week is amnesty week for the clerk of court for Chicago. Craig, do you have anything good for us?
I keep liking to talk about Betty in school. She got another test back and another great grade. She's doing school at a high level.
Well, the nice thing is, I mean, like, she's got to feel like she's got momentum, too,
yeah.
Right?
The more good grades that come in, it seems better.
It helps. So. I mean, it fuels the next year, excitement for the next one.
And I know that a couple tests are coming up, and then there's a fall break and everything, which is kind of cool to talk about that stuff, too, to remember all that, the schedules of college. But she's doing amazing. So.
Does she have a Chandler's?
She does. There's a little coffee shop around Truman, so she goes there sometimes. Yep.
And it is an accomplishment because my mom went back to school when she came here to the United States and to learn English as a second language and then, you know, learn another language because she's doing web design, right? And that's a lot of programming.
Correct. Yeah, she's a graphic designer. She has a degree in that already, but she's now getting a web design associate's degree as well.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Betty. Keep trucking along. And Esmeralda, do you have anything good to tell us?
A couple days ago, I did yoga.
Yay.
And I'm very sore.
And that's a good thing?
It worked, I guess.
Right. Where'd you go for yoga?
I went to Bloom Yoga Studio. It's at like Rockwell and Brownline.
Do you think? And that's a good intersection.
And it was nice, but it was, you know, I went in and I felt really good. And then I left. And then like the next day, I was like, oh my gosh. My back is so sore, but it's a good circus. I'm like, hey, I did things.
Right. You were moving
moved.
Some muscles. Yeah. Are you going to go back to the same place?
I think so.
That's cool. I like it.
Try to do some more stretching yoga things.
And there's some really good, if you want to do like some stuff in between, there are some really great yoga videos on YouTube. There's a like 30-day yoga that I love with a girl named Erin. She's very good. And I do a lot of those, the Fit Blender. There's a lot of, you know, just for like moving around and getting, you know, just getting the juices flowing again. Because I did yoga in LA one time with my friend Yenny Alvarez. She's like, you have to come do this yoga class with me. She's like, it's so relaxing. Esmeralda, I'm not kidding you. And I tell you, it was basically like a group nap session. Everybody essentially got all their like the, you know, they have the foam blocks and like pillows and mm-hmm. like wedges and stuff. And essentially set themselves up to take an hour nap together.
That's kind of nice.
It was, but I was like, I'm not, there's no downward dog. There's no warrior pose.
They wake up and then namaste, bye.
Namaste. I mean, what is that like, you know, $20 to take a group nap? I could have just stayed in bed. I like my
bed. I mean, if you're on the go and you have nowhere, you can't make it home. You can take a nap there.
See, and I've wondered about that. Someone was telling me they wanted to start a company that had like, it was a place where you could just like go get, take a nap.
Nap pods?
Yes. Would you do that?
I would want to see the pod first, but I think it's a really neat idea because sometimes you need like a 20-minute thing and that would be perfect because I bet you they would set up alarms and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of dangerous, I would think, to just fall asleep in the park.
I think you're right about that. Or I've taken naps accidentally at libraries and bookstores. That's
yeah, and then they always they poke in. They're like, "Excuse me, you can't do that here.
You can't sleep here. Yeah, you have to go." You know what? You used to be able to sleep. I every year I get two passes to like the Admiral's Club for United Airlines, and just because I have a lot of miles, so they send me two passes. And I used to take naps on layovers, whether it was in Denver or wherever I was traveling, passing through. You can't nap there anymore. I don't know when that they started. Like, I guess just the idea that rich people don't like the sight of other people napping. Or rich people don't nap.
Can you nap on the sly?
Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do if you fall asleep? Yeah, if you're there for 4 hours or 6 hours and you fall asleep on accident.
Yeah, I wonder if they're monitoring you.
They do.
In the club.
Oh, they come over and they wake you up. You can't sleep here.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I'm pretty good at sleeping on like in a chair, like propped up. Like, oh, no, I'm just thinking. Or with my hand
just
over my eye, so it kind of looks like I'm like really deep in thought.
So I shouldn't do it with my eye mask on and a neck pillow.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably a dead giveaway. Vic Vaughn, how are you doing tonight?
Am okay. I woke up.
You? What do you mean? Oh, you took a nap after the Cubs game? Yes.
Yeah, old dirt nap. I unfortunately woke up.
What? What do you mean? You woke up? You wanted a nap longer?
Yeah, I'll just
are you okay, Vic? It's gonna be okay.
I know,
Vic. Look at me. Look at me. You know what we were singing? We were chanting after the game because Elliot Serrano was started launching into the speech from Animal House. Was it over when the Germans, when they bombed Pearl Harbor? So he goes. No, you know what's better is Bill Murray in Meatballs. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, Vic. It's going to be okay.
I'm going to put that on loop.
It just doesn't matter.
All right, you're right.
Tomorrow's another day. Today's
right,
another day.
Barry.
It's
you're
already
right.
another day.
You're right. That's true.
It's another game. It's a game. Never let the pressure outdo the pleasure. I don't know what the quote is.
It's a battle.
It's a battle.
That's right.
Yeah. That was one battle in the war, my friend. That now we're making it sound too aggressive. Did I see that you're not going to be able to go to see The Godfather at Nick D's next movie event, Vic?
I am crushed.
No.
I wanted to see that on the big screen.
How old are your
no.
kids? How old are the kids?
That's a good point. I know where you're going.
I'm just saying. I know it's a little bit of violence, a little bit of language, but...
That's a good
point. I mean,
point.
It's a history.
No,
I mean, this
like,
is...
They're 11 and 13. What do you think?
I saw the movie when I was much, 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 much younger.
Lot of life lessons in that movie.
I am to take the cannoli, leave the gun. I think that's something they need to learn.
I actually said that this weekend in real life.
How does it come up in real life?
Long story.
All right, then. Esmeralda, are you going to the Godfather?
I think so, yeah.
Craig, it's on a Saturday, November 19th. What?
Yeah, sorry about that. Can't make it.
All right, then.
Yeah, I'd like to go, but I have some other stuff going on.
November 19th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there.